MLK, enemy of the state. The name Martin Luther King Jr. has become an American talisman. Politicians who have spent their entire careers ignoring or attacking the lives, rights, or interests of African Americans erupt in praise of King, some even using choice quotes to support their positions as if King would have supported any of them. The truth is Martin Luther King was targeted by the U.S. government, by high officials, and by federal police at the FBI. One of the highest officials in J. Edgar Hoover's FBI called King, quote, the most dangerous Negro leader in the country, unquote. As the nation celebrates King, let us not forget the role of the U.S. government in his destruction. Specifically, let us remember the now-forgotten Church Committee hearings of winter 1975, when, in open committee, senators and congressional staff members discussed FBI attempts to replace Dr. King, as shown by the following discussion between staff member Mike Epstein and Senator the late Walter Mondale of Minnesota. Mr. Epstein, I might add, Mr. Chairman, I do not have the document in front of me, but the document that recommended the discrediting of Dr. King and the appointing of a new leader, which was in January of 1964, which was the recommendation from Mr. Sullivan. And he was soliciting in that memorandum the director's authorization to pursue that possibility further, a recommendation that approval be given for him to explore this whole matter in a greater detail as set forth above, and underneath it is, quote, okay, H, unquote. And then there is the note from the director which says, I am glad to see that light has finally, though dismally delayed, come to the Domestic Intelligence Division. I struggled for months to get over the fact that the communists were taking over the racial movement, but our experts here couldn't or wouldn't see it. H. Senator Mondale, that was the memo in which it was proposed that King be destroyed and that the FBI ought to sponsor his replacement by another person not in the civil rights movement. Mr. Epstein, that is correct. Senator Mondale, and Hoover personally appreciated that suggestion. Is that correct? Mr. Epstein, he okayed it. That's from the U.S. Senate hearings into government operations, popularly known as the Church Committee hearings, after Senator Frank Church, the committee's chairman from Idaho, November 19, 1975, Volume 6, page 59. Think about that the next time you hear some politician quote Dr. King or cry crocodile tears over his martyrdom. The U.S. government tried to destroy him and then replace him. Yeah, happy King Day. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.